Hey everybody, welcome to American Idol Unaired. I'm your host, Bennett Shear, back with another singer that you didn't see on American Idol Season 22, Sophia Nader.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about you and what inspired you to be a musician before we get into Idol, your initial story.
I grew up with like my parents both just playing music around the house all the time. I was like three in my crib and I would like make up songs to sing to myself to like sing myself to sleep. Starting in elementary school, I loved my music class. So I would audition for the talent show and I would sing a song there. I think it was fourth grade. After the talent show, I went home and I told my mom that I wanted to sing the national anthem at the Richmond Flying Squirrels game, which is like our local baseball team. And she was like, "Are you crazy?" And I was like, "Maybe, I don't know." But so I auditioned for that. And then the first time I ever sang the national anthem was on my 10th birthday at the Richmond Flying Squirrels game, which was super cool. And then from there, I kind of just like kept doing that. Got into my music classes in high school. I did show choir, I did musical theater, a cappella groups, you know, all the singer stuff. And then I did a summer program at Berkeley called 5 Week, in between my sophomore and junior year. And I was like, wow, like, I just like, I have to do this for the rest of my life, because I was kind of doing that because I wanted to figure out whether I wanted to continue to study music in college or not, if it was just like a hobby or if it was like what I wanted to do for my career. I decided there that that's what I actually wanted to do because it was such an amazing experience. So then I ended up coming to Berkeley and now we're here.
It must be pretty thrilling to be around so many other people that do what you do.
It is. It's actually so amazing. And I was scared that it was going to be like a more like competitive environment, but I haven't felt that at all at Berkeley. I've felt very much like it's more collaborative. Most of the people that you meet are also trying to do the same thing as you, you know? So it's like everyone wants to help each other reach their goals, which I think is a really cool thing. And it's also just so incredible to be like always surrounded by people who have the same drive and passion and talent.
Did Berkeley play a role at all in Idol? Because I know the producers sometimes go to showcases that have to do with Berkeley and Belmont. I'm curious if that's your story or if you have a completely different journey to getting on the show.
I wasn't in school at the time that the producers contacted me, but the producer who contacted me had seen a video that I posted on TikTok that got like a million views. And it was a video from a CAF show, which is the thing they do at Berkeley. We have shows like every night of the week in the cafeteria. There's a stage. It's pretty cool. So I posted like a 7 second clip from that and it got like a million views. And so I think she saw that and then she reached out to me, but it wasn't any like directly through Berkeley or anything.
Had you had any prior television experience?
No, not really. I had been interviewed one time when I was like 12 about my singing the national anthem just for like the local news station. I have also sang the national anthem at like NASCAR races. So that has been televised before, but it's never been like a like, oh, I'm on TV. That was different.
I always think about the fact that you guys are musicians and then you sort of are thrown into figuring out how to be reality TV stars, and navigating that must be really interesting for somebody who hasn't done it before.
It was really crazy just because I expected that it was like, oh, I'm just going to go in, like be myself and they're going to capture that. But it wasn't really like that. It was like, oh, I need you to sit here while I'm talking to this person and you need to sit in the back here and act like you're talking to that person. And it's like, you know, it's not as real as you think it is. And somebody did say that it's like, it's not so much a singing competition as like a reality TV show about a singing competition, which after my experience, I can like totally agree with that.
Being around so many other musicians, I feel like is, I feel as an interviewer, I've gotten the chance to hear a lot of perspectives that that's a takeaway people always feel good about. No matter what, you meet so many incredible artists that you stay connected with.
Yes, that was literally my favorite part. And that was like, that was the most positive thing about it for me, honestly, because the rest of my experience, I feel like, I mean, I've watched other people's interviews from your podcast and stuff. And like, I've just seen a lot of like positive, like everyone's like super happy about everything that happened. And like, That I don't feel like as much that was my experience, but I can say that the one thing that I agree with everybody is that I made so many friends that I'm like actually gonna know forever. And they're all just like incredible musicians, and it was really awesome to just be surrounded with those people for like a few days, so many hours of the day. We were just all together, and it was kind of like just a bonding experience. It was really cool.
You learn a ton from the ups and the downs of the whole thing. And I do want to talk about your performance and what it was like to meet the judges. So tell me about what you went in with for the audition.
I went in with Hollow by Tori Kelly. That was what I wanted to do all along. When I had done like a couple of my producers' auditions, they were trying to get me to do something that was more like upbeat and like more energy and stuff, because the way I did Hollow was kind of more stripped down. So I'm in a band that does like bar gigs and stuff, so I have like a 3-hour set list of like pop bar music. So they asked me to see my set list, and they asked me to sing like 9 of the songs from my set list, and all of them were like super upbeat, like stuff like that. But I'm really used to performing those with my band. It's a 7-piece band. So then to go like do it with just like an acoustic guitar or a piano was like kind of difficult because I was also doing it like to a computer screen. So I did end up choosing Hollow as my first choice. And then my second choice was Runaway Baby by Bruno Mars. And like I went in for a couple rehearsals. They asked me to switch the songs around a couple of times, but I did end up landing on Hollow, and I'm really happy about that.
So, what was the feedback like from the judges?
So not great. I felt like I went in there really confident. I was also like the third to last person to go. So it was super late. I was exhausted, and I was just ready to go. I wasn't even nervous anymore. Like I just wanted to do it. So I walked in there like super confident. I felt really good. And then I did the song, and I don't think they really liked it very much. And they said the only really good feedback that I got, honestly, was from Luke Bryan. And he said that I need to spend some more time exploring what my sound is and trying to make it show more in my performance, which I can like agree with, and I can take that, and I have taken that since then and like improved a lot, I think. For the other two, they said I'm not experienced enough, which I don't agree with because I have been performing since I was very young. And then Lionel Richie said that at this point in the competition, they're looking for something up here, and I was just down here. And I was like, okay, thank you. But like, can you tell me like why, maybe? Like, I didn't really get much feedback from the other two. It was just kind of like their opinions of what I did. So that was a little disappointing, but I'm glad I got what I did out of it.
Right. Yeah. It's a supportive group of contestants, like you said, and I'm sure that that was something that other people related to in the sense that others that might not have had as great of an experience or didn't get as much feedback. I'm sure you talked to others that might have felt the same.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like it was either that you had a really amazing, great, awesome experience, or it was like something kind of like me, where it was like you can take good things out of it, but it wasn't like what you were expecting to get out of it necessarily.
So I want to know more about your band.
My band is called Last Minute. We're based in Boston. Everyone goes to Berkeley. Sadly, a couple of my band members are leaving because they're graduating and moving out to California. So we got together like over 2 years ago. Because we wanted to do a calf show, but the calf show applications were due like in 4 days, and so my friend Isaac was like, let's get some people together. So Isaac and Jack got a bunch of people together. We went in a rehearsal room, we learned these three songs, we recorded our videos, we sent them in, and we got the calf show. Everyone in the band is like so talented and work so well together. Like, the energy is just like so positive, and I love them all so much. It's amazing. So we did that, and then we started getting some gigs just around Austin at like some bars and stuff. The Bebop is this little Irish pub, and we played there a lot in the first like year. We would play there like almost every week, and that was like super fun. And then we started getting out to more places, and now we have a couple of residencies, which is very fun. And working on doing this like Taylor Swift brunch thing at one of the places. So the first one for that is on April 21st, which is really exciting, because Taylor Swift definitely an inspiration for me, as I feel probably a lot of female artists. But yeah, so we're pretty busy, but mostly we just do a lot of like pop, funk, stuff like that. We do a lot of like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Bruno Mars, and then like stuff from like growing up in the 2000s, you know, like Unwritten, Natasha Bedingfield, stuff like that. So it's really fun. That's just like my favorite thing to do ever.
Taylor Swift brunch. So in other words, you can come in, get some French toast, and listen to your favorite Taylor Swift songs.
Exactly.
I can't think of a girl in America or across the world who wouldn't want to come in.
Right? I know. Yeah. Like, I hope it's like a hit, because I'm excited.
Yeah. No, I saw you. I saw your post about that, and I was like, it caught my attention. I was like, that is a very smart idea. Last minute. Love it. Yeah. And we are going to play your audition song, Hollow. But I want to ask you, any other music that we need to be looking out for? Where can we follow you? Anything that you want to plug, talk about before we head out?
You can follow my Instagram, because I post a lot of covers on there, and also like information for all the shows that my band's playing. I also have a TikTok. It's the same as my Instagram. They're both at Sophia Nader. I'm working on some original music right now. Not sure how quickly I'm going to be able to get that out, but hopefully it gets moving like maybe this summer. But yeah, that's mostly it.
Great. Well, Sophia, thank you so much for your time. We're going to play Hollow in just a second. If you guys want to follow along with the podcast, it's at Idol Unaired Podcast on Instagram. You can follow me at TV Music Guy. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And Sophia, thank you for being a part of American Idol Unaired. Here is Hollow.
I don't want to be the first one forward. I don't want to be the joker. Tell me, darling, will you understand me? And not show me your cards. Cause I'm paper thin. And you make me the parts that are broken.